start with Shane Bourne.
Nice and quick one. About 2 years ago, I wrote this, not exactly on this day, but around this time. So this is called Solstice, for the day that's in. On this, the longest day, for you I long the longest, as our paths drift away as the sun from the solstice. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. And don't forget the solstice night tomorrow night up in Collins at Douglas Street. You'll be wandering in there at some point. Next, we have someone, a very special guest, who's been away for quite a while. Quite a while, indeed. Fergus Costello's brother, Finn Costello.
Wow. Thank you all very much. I don't dare get up like you and say my words without a guitar, because it bolts me. Okay, this song is called Still Aflame, and okay, I'll give it some background. This is about a girlfriend I had 42 years ago, and I recently met up with her again, and well, talking to each other again. It's called Still Aflame.
And oh, I thought I'd forgotten, left it all behind. The power of that music woke the joy I used to find. When I saw you, when you looked at me, and when I dreamed young man's dreams, you could turn my head around, my heart burst at the seams. Though I don't know where you are tonight, and it might never change a thing, but these memories, they come back to me, and they say that thoughts have wings. And I got something to say, I got something to say, I got something to say, I got something to say. Still a flame burns in my heart, burns in my heart for you. Still a flame burns in my heart, burns in my heart for you. Still a flame burns in my heart, burns in my heart for you. Out of a dream tonight, with a feeling that I've been nearby, I just want to say to you, I love to love you again.
Tim Costello. Thank you, Tim. Costello, they're taking over. Okay, we've got Philip Spillane next.
That's cool. This is called the fake poem. There's a stone circle inside my head. There's a she warning inside my heart. There's a muse speaking in my voice. There's a dragon sleeping in my veins. There's no elk walking in my shadow. There's a mare listening, and she is my dreams. There's no stone circle in my head. It's a fake urban one, a constructed prop. There's she warning inside my heart. It's beating, knocking heavy on my breast. There's a muse speaking in my voice. It hurts and sends me crying. There's a dragon awake in my veins. It breathes my anger written on my face. There's no elk walking in my shadow. She was killed by the mare, a blood arrow pierced on her albino chest. There's no stone circle in my head. There's something else inside of you. Shanabel, I'll think of you. Thank you.
Next we have Mary O'Connell.
Thanks, Paul. This is called Dealer. His voice is soft, vowels full of the West Cork hills. The candid look shows eyes paler than ice. A wicked glint disarms the anxious seller as he peels 50s from a wad of notes. While others take his calls, he is off pacing his fields. You'll wait 3 days from when he said he'd call. Then he'll arrive, ready to clear you out. His wife, a buxom lass, shy as a mountain hare, only comes in to view his gift of bilk. He'd look you in the eye and tell how he lost money through seeing a flaw too late. Holding you in his spell, he'll ferret out rare lamps, a two-ringed grill to give to a poor crater on her own to glow in her delight. He will have his way, pushing aside routine. If his strong sons are working on the farm, he'll coax a neighbor to travel in his truck, even at dead of night, to carry off more loot.
Thanks, Mary. Now we have Virgil Harrington.
Hi, this was a moment that I had at the, there was a moment of solidarity outside the library last week, and it just taken me a while to try and articulate this feeling I had, so it's still getting there. I never saw a flimsy pound shop job rainbow flag look so heavy. Blanketing across a 14-year-old girl who can never take it off, not really. Can't, won't. The colours are tattooed to her skin, and I can't help but think of the parents or pastors who might have gently encouraged her to pull her skin off. But the flag itself, the cloth, she could put that away, but she won't. She's been sobbing. She's been throttled by the world that country by country, proud nation by nation, took turns in terrorising her. The colours are her skin, but the wearing of the flag is her choice. A child who refuses to put down the one flag, the only flag that means love only. I've never come face to face with that kind of courage before.
Thank you, Virgil. Next, we have Niall Harriott.
Now, I'm not religious, like many of you. Not in the sense of subscribing to any one religion, but I am very interested in philosophy and psychology and religions from all over the world. So I thought I'd try and encapsulate different religions or beliefs in poems or prose poems like this, a prose poem really. This is called Reflections on the Tao, or Tao as it's called in Asia. As an ancient sage explained, that which lets now the dark and now the light appear is Tao, the way. When we start to see this pattern, life is less of a struggle. Everything repeats in cycles. What goes round comes round, and what we give out comes back to us. These annoying little cliches from an ancient age of clarity linger on uneasily in our fast modern culture. Or grab what you can while you can. The original meaning of yang, the sunny side of the hill, and then it became, I guess it was us, the male principle. The original meaning of yin, the shady side of the hill, and then it became, there were shady ladies, the female principle. Through sympathetic magic, the ancients were seeking balance in nature and their lives. The Tao is an antique symbol of deep cyclic symmetry, dynamic cosmic harmony. The dark of the yin is hidden, right brain, intuitive, receptive, with the light seed of its opposite within the yin. The light of the yang is outgoing, left brain, rational, driving, with the dark seed of its opposite within the yang. The Tao symbol portrays the complex cycle of changes down through the ages, through the lives of each of us, and every incarnation, perhaps, with times as shades between. Thanks.
Thanks, Niall. We have, next we have Cedric Beacon. And just after that, we'll have Liam Heafy, if he's around. Liam there?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, great. So we'll have Cedric first and then Liam. So you can start making your way up here if you like. So.
This one is a short one. Entitled 4. Hazelnut, you cannot stand. Emerald, you never wear. The color of your eyes always changes. Giving less attention than it's there. I only play in the leaves, behave in silly ways, to enjoy the glint of the seasonal jewelry of your stare.
Thanks, Cedric. I'm just keeping an eye on the time here. Liam's making his way up, but I thought, Max, would you be up to go, and then we have Liam just after you?
Thanks, as always, Royce, he's on the spot.
Okay, Liam, we're just going to have Max before you, Liam.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'll wait.
Great stuff.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I was trying to make some music at the weekend. What do you think this one? I put it out. Doesn't matter. The old tune like to you, and she said, you can
tune. Sorry, Nick, you're okay. Do you want it? I have a tune. I'll have a tune
ease out.
Alright, so.
It's all out.
I used my one, yeah, sure.
It's ceased, you know, of course.
Well,
I started the fingers.
It's very heavy.
Okay, I just got the past chaos. Jeez. Keep it relevant. Okay, so I was trying to make some music and I was micromanaging it and it wasn't working out, so you answered, you just got to let it go and stop So I, this is me trying to write what's in my head.
Let it go.
So I'm writing what was in my head just tonight.
Sometimes never enough. Though you've given them all your best stuff, and you never ever get to measure up. Sometimes edges are rough, they're tattered and puckered all up. It really needs a tweak to toughen up. Sometimes when you don't make your mark, you must just concede. No compromise is here to work, no bargains left to plead. I've capo. Sometimes never enough, it can never be sewn up. And you just settle for the second best. Sometimes when you don't make your mark, just kill your darling self. Head it down and give it up to your diamond in the rough. Sometimes never enough, and you've given them all your best stuff. Never ever get to measure
your time and leisure in. That
music happens so badly. Yes! Thank you, Max. So we have Liam Heafy next.
Here last, I was in hospital and in a nursing home. So I missed quite a lot of interesting evening. What I have to recite is...
Do you want to sit down?
Why not? Ode to a nursing home. Out to a hospital ward, sorry, out to a hospital ward. Thank you. It is well known that diseases travel on shoes and are unlikely to cause epidemics via ladies' blouses or on hygienic gentlemen's trousers. Mice and rats invade busy places, even without bruises, can spread maladies. And for doctors, this displeases. They apply methods to prevent sicknesses. Mornings, nights, and evenings is employing balmy breezes inside hospital wards and houses to distribute disinfectants, so it seems, for the prevention of diseases with or without shoes.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
yes,
any time.
Hey! Come on, Leo.
Thank you for your applause.
Ian Heavy. Thank you, Ian. Okay, just three people left, so very short. I know we're running late. So first of all, Stanley Knott.
I'm kind of getting worried about the short poem since after Jerry Murphy. Was it last week or the week before? Jesus. Anything more than four words and you're a long poem. Right, I was at Bodleian Solo over the weekend and I had an opportunity to read or to recite. Before I went up, I was thinking, God, I'd be ready for something that had a bit of audience interaction, and of course, couldn't think of anything. And then when I sat down, I remembered this one. So I need to learn this one. But I'm going to use you as guinea pigs tonight. And it's a small audience, so I can see you. So if you're not contributing, you're fucking hell to pay. So it's pretty simple. When I say kettle on, you say let's roll another one. So let's practice. Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
What happens is halfway through, the audience usually gets fed up, so that's when they'll be really interested. So this is constructed using Pink Floyd song titles.
It's not an
epic,
is it?
No, it's not an epic, and I'll skip bits if you want, there's no problem. Daybreak. Celestial voices speak to me of three wishes in any colour you like. An old woman with a casket of baby blue apples and oranges, four flaming flamingos learning to fly the Milky Way, green onions in the white of the eye of the vegetable man. Kettle on. Excellent start. Morning. Surfacing like young lust on a sweet July day, sunshine while waiting for the worms, remembers the day things left unsaid. Wish you were here. I really love you. Drifted away on a pillow of winds flashing the colour of infinity. Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
Afternoon. Loop message from the radio guy. The gold, it's in the gnome. The gnome, it's in the gold. The gold, it's in the gnome. The gnome, it's in the gold. The gold, it's in the gnome. Breathe. Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
Flying along. Tea time. Beset by creatures of the deep, the tide is turning seashell and soft stone, ebb and flow, an octopus breathes in effervescing air and maroon seabirds. Seesaw 12-bar crying song across empty spaces the universe has obscured by clouds. Amazing pudding. Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
Sunset. Two suns tune up an unknown, unsung, untitled song. An old woman with a casket of flaming flamingos, baby blue apples and oranges learning to fly, gold in the white of the eye of the vegetable, candy and a currant bun. Kettle on. Night. 4 minutes sleep eclipsed by the mortality sequence. Confusion and corrosion, raving and drooling. Time is thin ice, there's no way out of here. Lost for words. Breathe. 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 Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
5:01 a.m. Sleeping. Comfortably numb, I give birth to a smile. Daybreak. Rise and shine, sunny side up, across the baby blue universe. Morning glory ebbs and flows, ebbs and flows. Behold, the temple of light. Psychedelic breakfast. One more time. Kettle on.
Let's roll another one.
Thank you, Stan. Okay, our penultimate reader this evening, or performer, is Michelle Pitter.
For 2 months, so I'm missing loads, but I'm glad that the MP3s are going weekly, so I'm tuning into it anyway. This is a short one called Beyonce. What's your pain threshold? What's your close to being insane threshold, and why do you tread so nearly upon it? I'm seeing this image of strong women surface and become misinterpreted. It's ominous, this anti-glass powerhouse, feasting on egos and seeing our softness as something we'd slip on if we're not careful enough, and our carefulness as something to be taken advantage of unless we're tough. and her toughness is unattractive unless we're dolled up. The result, a bunch of quite intimidating women.
Now, Guy Michel and our final performer tonight, let's welcome Michal Jorhard Weber.
I really like to say this, but you can unfasten your seatbelts now. I keep dreaming that I'm in Mexico. No. I keep waking up with a handful of pesos. And some explanation to this might be the bottle of tequila under my bed. But, I bet you've never heard this one on the Johar. Let me tune this one first.
Oh,